It is a slow draft featuring all four of your favorite Roto experts in the morning hosts. I was lucky enough to have the first pick. I took Mike Trout.
Yesterday you said you was going to take Mookie Betts.
But then I thought like that was rude.
Oh yeah, because this is something that has to be
it's going to be the package. You know, like, people are paying for this. I don't want to do it. And then I was like, why'd you take Mookie Betts? Explain yourself. I'm like, my only explanation would be in my draft, my trust being capped, so I took Mookie Betts.
Yeah, but you like, can't do that.
So I'm not going to do that.
Stand up guy, Greg.
That didn't seem right to me. So I took Trout, and I'll just pretend it's Mookie Betts. Same type of thing, you know?
Yeah.
You think Timmy's going to pick again, or is he waiting another 5 hours?
Maybe he went back to sleep. The hardest working man in fantasy.
Now, so, Mr. Fantasy Executive.
Oh.
That's you.
Yep, I'm the Fantasy Executive.
You had the 7th pick in this draft.
Yep.
All the way down at 7th. The first 6 picks were Mike Trout and Mookie Betts were 2. Number 3 was Nolan Arenado. 4, Jose Altuve. 5, Paul Goldschmidt. 6 was Chris Bryant, and then you get the Fantasy Executive.
Yep.
And... was there a question for you who would take here?
I knew if
this player fell.
I knew if he got to me that I was going to take him.
And
because
it's not Clayton Kershaw.
It's not Clayton Kershaw. I wasn't even thinking about taking the pitcher early. That's not my style, really. So I was like, obviously the dudes that went in front of Bryce, I would have took all of them over Bryce. But if Bryce is there, you know what I'm saying, that's going to be my guy because he's going to bounce back and have an MVP year.
What makes you say he's going to bounce back? What are you seeing that's the answer here? You're taking him 7th overall.
What do I see? Well, he hasn't been on his field yet for spring training.
Well, good thing. No, you didn't watch Bryce Harper.
I know what the talent level is in Bryce Harper. And then once Bryce Harper, he's going to bounce back this season. He's going to come back, have a good year. He's saying all the right things. Now, listen, of course, they're always going to say all the right things. But this dude is not a .243 batting average, 25 home run guy. He's more like .285, 30 bombs, 15 stolen bases. That's the first round talent in fantasy baseball. And he's Bryce Harper. He's, you know, he's a beast.
Scott, you surprised that Corey took Bryce Harper there?
No. But I know he's always been a big Bryce Harper guy. I'm not surprised.
He's my favorite player.
All right. I got you. As we continue down here in the draft, we get to Tony Cincotta, who just missed out on Clayton Kershaw, who he has argued could be the number one overall pick. Tony, how badly were you hoping Kershaw got to you?
Well, it's a mock draft, so, you know,
I don't really care
to be honest.
Yeah, I appreciate the honesty.
But I was happy to get the consolation of Anthony Rizzo. 30 home runs, you could pencil this guy in. The one thing you hope that he gets back to double-digit stolen bases in 2015, which we had, he's going to get .290 batting average, and he's spat in the middle of the best batting order in baseball. I mean, if that's a consolation prize, I'm very happy about it. And we might not have seen the best, still only 27 years old.
And then Scotty comes, and Sly Guy on the radio makes 2 picks over here in a mock draft. Scott, did you think this through? Didn't seem like you did.
I don't think I had to. Like, my two top players were on the board. My top hitter at the time and top pitcher. So I did take a pitcher with that second pick because, you know, it's going to be a long time before I come around again. And, you know, I can't bank on will I get, you know, the last guy in a tier of, like, say, Syndergaard or whatever. So I took Miguel Cabrera because it's ultimately a safe pick. You know, penciling in for 330 homers and 100 RBIs. He's 34, but I'm not worried about his age. And I'm not worried about Max Scherzer's knuckle to a lot of Tony's points he's been saying this week. Second best pitcher on the board. Those are two best players on the board, and that's where I went.
Interesting to me, Josh Donaldson falls out of the first round.
Everybody's, I'm not worried about the boot, not worried about the boot, not tripping off the walking boot, not tripping off the calf strain. Here he goes.
Out of the first round.
In the 12-team draft, he's in the second round, and Tim is on the clock.
If Tim doesn't take him, Tony, will you take Josh Donaldson?
Right now, the top player in my queue, I believe, is not Josh Donaldson. It's Trey Turner, which was there before. Now, it's interesting. When it got to my pick, I had Trey Turner, Josh Donaldson, and I'll tell you what, when we come back, maybe we'll have a pick here.
Oh, we can only hope so. Tim, make a pick so Tony can make it live on the
pick. Make a pick. Make a pick. Make a pick. Make a pick.
Back next to the Roto Experts.